usual story, the dancing shoes should be on. I'm right here next to my mum. She's looking at me and thinking, what's going on? But mum, they need to dance, don't they? We have to dance for my mum. I'm Jenny Russell. Welcome to Her Health and Happiness right here on UK Health Radio, your only real feel-good radio station. We cover literally every aspect of health and vitality. No other radio station does that. We're available on podcast, Alexa, iOS, Android. However you get your media, we are here to serve you. How are you doing? And before we get going, remember, I hope that me, like me even, like that me, I hope like me, you to remember you are blessed and divinely favored, amazing, a magnet for miracles, the solution to someone's problem and the answer to somebody's prayer. Her Health and Happiness is a show dedicated to all aspects of female intimate health and the whole person. And this week is no different. We are going to be looking at the cost of ignoring your inner world. And we got just a few more days left of April, really. I mean, we've just literally got 10 days left of April, if that. And so for me, I think it's a good moment to stop and to ask, what has this month represented for women and their health? You know, this is Women's Health, it's all girls talk. So April is often associated with renewal, with growth, with transition, with spring energy. And I mean, we've had some lovely weather to allow us to spring into action, right? But in women's health conversations this month, something deeper has been emerging. And you're asking, what is it? Well, awareness is increasing, that's for sure. But action is still lagging. So you can say it this way, awareness is increasing. However, action is still lagging. I think we need to get going. That's what I think. Women are hearing more than ever about their hormones, about their pelvic health, about nervous system regulation. Everywhere you turn, that is like running off the tongue. Menopause, emotional well-being. And yet, so many are still sitting on the fence. Like, I don't understand it. Why are you still sitting on the fence? Like, one leg in, one leg out. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Anyway, what's trending in women's health? There's been some conversations globally this month. One of the first ones that's been there is that, you know, it's like for many women, they'll be saying, great, finally, menopause is being taken seriously. And I don't mean just the hot flushes, but the brain fog and the sleep disruption and the weight changes and the emotional shifts, those things are happening. But here's the thing. Those things are happening to women in their menstrual cycle. Those things are happening to women who believe they can burn the candles at both ends and in the middle. Those things are happening to women in maternity. And so I'm glad it's a real good conversation. But I think there's a precursor that needs to go in front of the word menopause. And that's called understanding emotions and how the body responds to stress. Pelvic floor health is another one. You know, I mentioned a couple of times now, the article in the Sunday Times, that's like my measure there, really, my yardstick I measure by. And that's finally being spoken about. And it's finally being spoken about by lots of young physiotherapists. There are lots of young physiotherapists all over social media talking about older women. Yes, they're talking about women of my generation. And they're saying, the amount of older women that I meet and they're just leaking all over themselves and their organs are falling out. I can't understand it. They're not going to follow us. They're going to set their own trend. They're going to set their own standard. They're not going to allow their bodies to fall apart. They're not going to wait, right? So we know that it's on trend. It's finally being spoken about, but it's still often just being simplified to just do your Kegels. I promise you, if it was that easy, that simple, we would not have such big negligent claims from against the NHS. We wouldn't have such, you know, billions being spent on incontinence care and prolapse surgeries and hysterectomies. We would not have those problems if it was as simple as just do your Kegels. When it's really, you know, in reality, it's so much more than that. It's, you have to look at breath. You have to look at posture. Here comes that word again, nervous system. So we have to look at that. We have to look at hormones. We have to look at history. The thing is, when it comes to anything else, historically, you look at the evolution of all products, all services, and what's happening in around the globe. Everything has evolved. So how is it when it comes to the pelvic floor, we're not looking at the evolution of the person, their biology, their physiology, their nutrition and lifestyle? How are we not including or studying or asking questions about their evolutionary journey to the age they find themselves and the situations or the challenges they face? We have to be looking at those things. The other thing that's become a big trend is nervous system regulation. So we're using words about somatic breathing, about regulation, about trauma-informed, and it's becoming more mainstream. And rightly so, it should be. Because the body cannot heal in stress. But what happens is these now become trends. They become traits. And so once again, we're isolating, but we're not integrating. And that's the most important bit. How do we go from isolation to integration? Because without going into, from isolation to integration, we're going to find ourselves in a quandary. We're going to find ourselves in a situation whereby we just isolate. And by that, you know, in the old days, physiotherapists, they, you know, you go, you have a knee problem and you wait for the NHS and you go to the NHS and they deal with just the knee. My argument is if the knee can go to the physiotherapy and the rest of the body can stay at home, send the knees. But since the whole body needs to go, maybe the knee issue is a structural issue or an injury. But maybe that injury still is because there's an issue with the feet, issue with gait, issue with the pelvis, issue with the eyes, the inner ear and the jaw on the horizon. So even though it's manifested in the knees, its origins or its roots are very rarely in the same place. They're usually far from, we say distal, you know, from where the actual pain or discomfort occurs. And so these are the things that we have to be able to consider. Because once we understand that, we're able to look at the whole person. When it comes to menopause, when it comes to the hot flushes or the brain fog or the sleep disruption, the weight gains and the emotional shift, there is always a history somewhere. I've just been talking to my client and she shared something that happened in her teenage years, and I can tell you that is still in her today. We do not realize just how much things happen to us. I have clients who have shared about what happened in their childhood, but in their sixth decade on this earth, what happened in their childhood is still distinctly impacting how they show up in the world today. So we've had to then go around and look at how we can remove that history, but we have to reframe it, we have to reauthor it, we have to change it, we have to understand the chemical process that happens behind every thought, because literally that's what's driving everything for where we find ourselves. So, you know, if we look at, and this is what I shared today, when I look at In My She Comes First, you know, T is the last letter clearly, but thoughts are the first principle of total health. And I've just literally, the first slide just says this, the genesis of everything. Before a feeling, there is a thought. So you have a feeling, there's a thought. Then before an action, there's a thought. So you think of something, I feel like ice cream. It's a thought that dictates the feeling. The feeling then creates an emotional response. So before imbalance or harmony, there is a thought. So literally, our neural pathways follow our most repeated thoughts. That's what they do. They follow the most repeated thoughts. So the quality of our thinking is determines the chemistry of our body. And so if you think of the thought as a match that's going to spark the flame, then every thought will spark a chemical message. That's what it does. It starts off a little chemical message in the body. That message lights an emotional flame, because every thought creates an emotional response. That's the emotional flame. And that flame releases a hormonal signal. So every emotional response will signal a hormonal response. So that's why emotional intelligence begins with mental discipline. Because learning to pause at the match, the thought, not after the fire has started, really can change the outcome of so many things for so many people, even in politics today and what's going on in the world, right? Your question you have to ask yourself is, am I thinking this, or is this thought thinking me? We have to control our thoughts. So when we look at the body, when we look at what's going on, when we start to understand how the body will respond over time to the historical stimulation of cortisol in excess, the body will start to change the way it does things. And when those things start to change, we start to change. Things that happen in and around us start to change. And so what happens is, it happens in the internal world first before it starts to manifest and come out. But when the thoughts and the emotions come about, the first thing that changes in the internal world for us many times is the breath. We tend to either hold the breath or hyperventilate. But the very action of holding the breath or hyperventilating starts to change the chemical responses and how the body is internally. So, interestingly, when you look at that, you then start asking yourself, why do women, you right, Mama? Older women tend to hold back. They tend to hold back. And it's something that I've observed time and time again. Younger women, as I said, they're investing in coaching, they're investing in wellness, they're investing in therapy, they're investing in education. Younger women are investing in themselves in every area. It's not just one thing, in every area. But many older women still hesitate. They're still sitting back. They're still looking at what they have to give out. They're not considering what they're going to get back. And so, obviously, there's an investment to be made. I mean, you can't have a Chanel bag without actually parting with Chanel cash. You can't have the hairstyle you want without actually investing in the hairdresser. You can't get the nails you want without actually paying for the service. But you cannot buy your health. There are beauty aids that you can pay for to make the external world look good. But if the internal world is dying, if you're holding on to your stool and you don't empty, so literally you're full of toxins and you're dying within, then you're putting a plaster on a sore and hoping that the decay that's happening within won't start to come out to the outside world. But we already know that if water doesn't flow in a river, after a while, stagnant water stinks. So we know everything needs to move. So if you're going to eat, you're going to digest, whether it's mental digestion, emotional digestion, physical, nutritional digestion, what needs to happen is things still need to move. That's why they call it peristalsis. You eat, You assimilate, you digest, it moves through the system. You extract what you need and you remove what you don't. When we breathe, oxygen carries the nutrition in the blood, it takes nutrients to the area and it removes the waste. But if things in the body are not flowing, if the breath is held, if it's short, if it's shallow, anything below the belly button takes longer to heal. So the knee pains, the back pains, may be a sign that the body's trying to tell you that it's, you know, the load it's carrying or it's not being supported well is there. But if you're not even able to breathe well in a field of gravity, then what happens is the nutrients aren't getting to the area to heal it and the waste isn't being removed. And so the system is being clogged up. And if the system starts to clog, it starts to not function. And if it doesn't function, then it starts to not work. And if it's not working, that's the beginning of dysfunction, dis-ease, and sickness. And so we have to find a way to get around that. And one of the things we need to stop doing is waiting and letting age become the thing that motivates us to change. Because many times, it becomes far more costly. One of my late clients said, you can measure cost in many ways. When I got to his house, he said to his wife, did she tell me why he was home? He had an enlarged prostate and they were going to operate in 3 weeks. We started working together from that day. Literally the next day, we started working together. And within 3 weeks, we reduced the size of that prostate such that natural urine flow was the number one thing. Natural erection was the second one. If he had had the operation, he would have had to, they told him there's a very high chance he would dribble for the rest of his life, weakness in his pelvic floor, and he would struggle to get a natural erection. We managed to change that with nutrition and lifestyle and postural changes. We also looked at his stress profile. We looked at then, and it was able to show him how the stress was manifesting in the breath, in the thoughts, how that impacted his sleep, his movement ability, clearly his intimacy and his relationships. So that literally transformed everything about where he was at. And he said to me, wow, Jenny, you can measure costs in many ways. And these are things I've been able to do for men. When I trained my lovely Callum at West Ham, you know, there were so many parents that put their children into football. They go to the academies, they belong to Chelsea and Arsenal and Tottenham and all these teams. He was at West Ham. But in the 3.5 years, he was the only one that paid for a personal trainer on top of the daily training they had at the academy. And he was the only one in his academy cohort that had a first team appearance. And his potential for injury was so great, they were not going to give him a contract. And within 6 weeks of starting to work with him, he got his first contract, 3 contracts in 3.5 years, and the only person in that cohort that ever made first team appearance for West Ham. So the investment is worth it. It's worth it, not just in terms of the reward, you know, being able to get to Premiership was fantastic, but it was done more so because of his potential for injury. So what we did is we removed that potential for injury and that remained a permanent thing. The only injury he had in the 3.5 years was when someone actually stood on his foot as he was running and tore a ligament. And even then, he still came back after that 6 week break that all the football teams have that's coming up shortly, the end of May. And when he went back for team training, he was beating the reserves and the first team in the bleep test. That was even after that ligament tear. So what the body is able to do is phenomenal. And so us as women, we really can take that on board and realize we can heal and harmonize. We can change the way in which our body is responding just by taking the time to understand the body, how it works, what are the messages that the body is given to you, and what are the signals and what is your body actually asking of you so that you can give your body what it needs. So I really like the Holland and Barrett advert at the moment where the microphone slips from the lady's hands to her knees And each part is just saying to the body, it's asked, it's just singing about, obviously, about the body, give the body what it wants. What messages are your body giving you? And do you understand the messages? And are you paying attention? Let's play a trail.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
I think one of the interesting things about us as older women, and again, don't get me wrong, because there are many younger women who are also not taking up this mantle. You know, we're living in an age where we're outside in, and so the outside in is kind of just making us feel like we can do, you know, we're invincible, we can live the way in which we want to live, but it's not always the best way for us to be. So sometimes we just need to be able to realize that maybe it just, you know, we just have no choice. We have to invest into ourselves. We have to be able to say to ourselves, right, this is what I need to do. This is how I need to do it. And if we keep outsourcing and hoping the NHS will do it for us, we're going to find ourselves in a situation that really isn't going to serve us over time. And we're going to struggle. So, you know, if you want to personally develop yourself, you can do it in terms of, and we do, we invest in it in terms of how to make more money. So we'll invest in courses to learn how to build better businesses, how to, you know, expand our businesses, how to grow. But we do things to expand our mind, but actually it's the physical that really drives us. So we are invested in courses as women that actually really are very masculine in dominance, drive, and there's an end goal, but the end goal comes for many women at a big cost because we're just driving so much. The communication of that isn't being expressed the way in which it needs to. And it's coming out in issues around the throat. It's coming out in breast issues. It's coming out in digestive issues. It's coming out in eliminatory issues. And I don't just mean, you know, weak bladders. I'm also talking about constipation, which becomes a very big issue for us. So we're having lots of digestive issues. We're not recognizing the impact on, you know, just even the nerves in the body. So even the vagus nerve, the biggest nerve in the body, we're not recognizing what it's responsible for, the influence it has on heart rate, on digestion. And so when we don't recognize what it can do, we can't then realize what it is we're doing to it in terms of living in chronic stress. And if we don't recognize what we're doing in terms of living in chronic stress, then we can't really save the body from what it needs. So we can do somatic breathing, we can do all of these different tones, but we have to understand why we need to do them, what the body is asking of us, and how to read the signals. You know, the Bible talked about Elijah, and when God came to speak to him, he said, you know, there was an earthquake, there was this, there was that, but God wasn't in it. It was a still, small voice. The niggle in the back isn't always just back pain from a structural perspective. From an energetic perspective, it may be that the body's telling you it's not being supported well. So we need to understand these things. And that's what makes the difference for us. And that's what's going to help us to get to where we need to be. So in July this year, I'm so looking forward to this retreat, because it's going to be an opportunity to invest in yourself at a totally different level. It's not going to be like any other retreat that's out there. It's not going to be just about somatic breathing. It's not going to be just that. It's really going to look at the pelvis from the support of the bridge, the anchor, the foundation, the emotional gateway, the intimate gateway, you know, the confidence gateway. It's going to look at it, you know, from so many different perspectives. It's going to be amazing. Energetically, spiritually, physically, hormonally, nutritionally, it's going to be an amazing, amazing 3 days away. So we're going to be opening up expressions of interest for the Portugal retreat. And you can find that if you email me, pelvicsecrets@icloud.com. I will send you the link so you can book your place, your register of interest there. But it will be a space to really, when I say we're going to reset on a totally different scale. You can restore and we can reconnect. And what would be really nice is all these lovely listeners that I have, that I thank you for, you know, listening week after week to these dulcet tones of mine. I get to meet you. That's what I'm excited about. Everyone that comes on this trip will receive a free copy of my book, Pelvic Floor Secrets, as well. So you will get a free copy of the book, Pelvic Floor Secrets, that you can take away. And also you can register your interest for Can a Vagina Really Buy a Mercedes, the menopause version, which should be in full flow by July. It won't be completely published, but you will get an opportunity to have a special insight and listen to, and you can also interject and contribute to that book, which would be absolutely amazing. So I'm really looking forward to that. So pelvicsecrets@icloud.com. You can register your interest now. Now, I want to go back to why older women hesitate. Because this is a really important topic, right? And often it's because the thoughts, again, coming back to thoughts, which I just shared earlier on, it's that, I've managed it for this long, you know, it'll be fine. And a lot of the times we're so scared of what the answer may be, we just bury our head like the ostrich in the sand. You know, we've bought into the story, and it's really a myth that it's just a part of getting older. It's only a part of getting older if you allow it to be a part of getting older. Or, I just don't want to spend the money. Your body is your business. And so it's the first business that you need to build. It's the first business you need to respect. It's the first business that you need to have in good working order all the time, in order to not just enjoy the things that you want to work towards, but also to enjoy the social aspect of your life, to work, to rest, and to play. That's why the advert was the Mars a day couldn't stand the chocolate, by the way. But it's right, it was work, rest, and play. And that's what we want. But the body needs to be able to do that. But if it's not given the right tools and the right education, which, you know, in exactly the same way, we are not taught about money. We are not taught about the body. These are the things that will serve us for life. Many of the things in the education system today do not serve you once you leave school. But the things that will serve you for life, they're not part of the curriculum. You have to search for them. You have to invest into them. So the truth is, not investing into your inner world does not save you. What it does is it pushes the can down the road. It delays the cost. And then the cost will show up later, but it's showing up at the moment as chronic fatigue. It's showing up as pain. It's showing up as a loss of independence. It's showing up as emotional withdrawal. It's showing up as reliance on others. And so that investment is no longer just a financial one. It becomes time, it becomes attention or lack of attention, it becomes willingness and responsibility. If you want to invest into yourself, you have to be willing to give it the time. You have to be willing to give it the attention. You have to be willing and patient to do the work. And you have to accept the level of responsibility. Because I cannot think for you. I cannot eat for you. I cannot weave for you. I cannot do for you. I can't feel for you physically. But metaphorically, I can feel what you're going through. But these things are things that you have to be willing to say, right, this is where I find myself. This is what I'm willing to do. And this is how I'm going to do it. And then you can move on. Let's play a trail.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
We'll be right back.
topic that many people don't talk about, and that's adrenal fatigue. So your adrenal glands are the two little P-shaped glands that sit on top of your kidneys. And they have a massive role to play in terms of helping to produce the an estrogen identical hormone. They have to flush out the stress that's produced. They produce adrenaline and cortisol. So they play a big role in the stress and sex hormones. And when our estrogen levels begin to drop in menopause, they have to come on guard and produce even more of that estradiol, which is not the same, which is, it's just an estrogen byproduct. But a lot of the times we dismiss, we don't look at it. There is an adrenal syndrome, not the same as adrenal fatigue. So there's not really a test to measure what is going on with the adrenals. But when the adrenals are so overloaded that they can't cope anymore, we will end up with many symptoms that a lot of the times that we just can't explain. So sometimes it's explained as ME, it's explained as other things, but if they can't give it a label, then it doesn't exist, but it very much does exist. And you can buy a book called Adrenal Fatigue, the 21st Century Syndrome. It's a fantastic book. I can't remember who it's by, but it's like a sort of a blue-black cover. Adrenal Fatigue, the 21st Century Syndrome. And it's not labelled as adrenal fatigue. But what we end up seeing is literally, like I said, it's chronic stress overload. And when the body lives in that state long term, then what happens is you have a dysregulation in your cortisol, your sleep becomes disrupted, inflammation in the body increases all over, pain sensitivity can arise, and over time, this actually contributes to complex autoimmune conditions like fibromyalgia and like ME. But with fibromyalgia, the kind of things that people experience are widespread pain all over the body, kind of inexplainable pain, extreme fatigue, heightened sensitivity, and even discomfort to touch. So, you know, I have a couple of friends who suffer with fibromyalgia, and one of them is on morphine patches, which is really massive. And those morphine patches really do, you know, make a big difference. And she's in a lot of pain. And this is where life becomes more difficult, because it becomes very difficult, because now even movement becomes hard, sleep is broken, mood is affected, dependence increases, and managing the symptoms, sometimes with strong medication, becomes the focus. So we have to ask, what if we understood this earlier? What if we intervened earlier? How would we be able to make the changes to the body that would serve the body better and serve life better, and then quality of life, and then how we see ourselves in life? We don't want to see ourselves as burdens, and the more we stress about the situation we find ourselves in, and it's kind of like a vicious cycle, the more we go downhill, the worse the symptoms become, and the more we continue to stress, and so the body continues to respond, as I mentioned about the thoughts, the chemical responses. And how the body internalizes it becomes the self-fulfilling prophecy that almost becomes hard to overcome. So then I suppose the question you start to ask yourself is like, what do I do differently? And it's before you, I think the first thing to do is to acquire the education, is to acquire the information, to understand that whilst the external world looks like it's doing really well, it's the internal world that changes. What you can do differently, first and foremost, I suppose, you know, everything, breath is a nutrient in the Czech system. So check your breathing. How are you breathing? How are you standing up in a field of gravity? How are you... Every thought that you have, I mentioned that earlier on. How are you managing your thoughts? How are you internalizing information? Because that's the, you know, It's literally understanding the gateway to the nervous system. If the thought sparks a chemical message, the message lights an emotional flame, the flame releases a hormonal signal, then the question then becomes, what are the thoughts, what gateway or what doorway is your nervous system stimulating? Are you staying in sympathetic dominance of fight, flight, force or fight, flight, freeze? Or are you stimulating parasympathetic regulation, which is flow, feel and flourish? Because your mind instructs your body as to which system it wants to prioritize. So your mind is instructing your body to either prioritize fight, flight, force or fight, flight, freeze with or over flow, feel and flourish. So your mind, if your mind instructs your body to prioritize a system, then literally your body perceives whatever it experiences in terms of words, deeds, environments. So every perception of threat or safety always originates as a thought first. So the perception is a thought, and it originates as a thought first. Are you thinking threat or are you thinking safety? So the question you can ask yourself or you can reflect on is, what story does my nervous system believe because of the thoughts I feed it? So what thoughts are you feeding your nervous system? And what does it believe in because of that? Because it's about information, it's about perception, it's about internalization. So if you can change the interpretation and you can rewrite the script your body is following, then it's like you're the architect of your beliefs. And you're the foundation of your entire ecosystem, your health system. And your health system is based on your thoughts. So the information that you get is neutral data. How you perceive it is what gives that data meaning. But even more than that, how you internalize it turns that meaning into biology. So what's the biology that you're feeding yourself? That's the question that you have to answer. And when you can answer that question, that's when you can find yourself in a better position to decide, what am I feeding myself, consistently feeding myself, whilst telling myself, almost kidding myself, that what I'm feeding is of no consequence. Because we always hearing this over and over again, the body does, and it does keep the score. So, and when it does keep the score, that fight, flight, force or freeze can just literally hold you in a position where you hold the breath, you hold on to the waste from the digestion that's been assimilated, so you become constipated, or you go through bouts of constipation and then diarrhea, so it's trying to run away from you. And so, you know, and you store the emotions into the amygdala for the experience. And so it just builds and builds. And before you know it, you find yourself in this position that doesn't serve you and you don't like it. So we just need to be able to change that so that we can intervene earlier. It's called personal development and changing the set mind. Change your set mind. And then you'll be able to change your world. And all change starts with a conversation. If you can't, Paul Check says, you must. But it's not that we can't do things. We're forced to do so many things that we don't want to do right now with all the things going on in the world. But when it comes to our health, it's not that we can't. It's just that we just won't. Don't let fear overtake you, because fear is only false evidence appearing real. And unfortunately, if you rely on that evidence, it will become your reality. But it was false in the first place. So we're coming to the end of the show now, and I hope this you found this useful. So I want to end with Unfiltered. 16th of May, Sacred Ground, 654 Dean Street. So that's W1D6AE. So I've got this wonderful lady by the name of Lorna Mitchell, and she's going to come along and share how she's thrived through breast cancer. And, you know, my friend Denise, I've told you her story, having a mastectomy. I've got lots of people around me that have had breast cancer scares, breast cancer surgeries, in different styles, and survived. And so I've seen the thriving in many different ways. I've been able to influence some of those changes, some of those educations, and it's been fantastic. And I'm looking forward to working, to sharing with this lady, with you, and her journey, because I think these journeys are definitely worth having. And when you start to understand these two areas of influence, when you start to understand breast health and pelvic health, and you start to understand the hormonal link to these, the thoughts, the chemistry that we just shared to these. So you have to be able to identify, recover, and have the confidence in your ability at any age. That makes life a lot different. And so we're going to do some practical things in this session as well. You have an opportunity to ask questions. Not everybody has it exactly the same way. And there will be other people that have had breast cancer scares. I'll also share with my little borderline scare that they gave me around cervical cancer, which I think is important, because I think all of us have got something to share, but I'm not willing to jump straight into have an intervention without first trying to see which one of my vibration systems I've let down that I need to build back up again so that I can be in a better position. And so that's one of the things that I'd love to share with you. So again, you can go onto the website, jennyrussell.com, and find the information there. Or you can email me, you can ask me questions. And if you want to have a one-to-one with me, then, you know, honestly, email me. I'll send you the calendar link so that you can set up your free consultation, 20 minutes, and we can have a conversation. All change starts with a conversation. So the last section, the last bit as we finish, as I said, is unfiltered. But going back to Portugal, one of the things we want to talk about is the sexual inactivity and awareness. Because sexual inactivity in menopause really is far-reaching. So whether you're sexually inactive because of life changes, relationships, confidence, or discomfort, it's a big topic that's not being discussed. And I'm really into this position where there's a lot of women in the Christian community who are struggling because no one's aware of the physiological and the biological changes downstairs. And so celibacy in later life, sexual inactivity, can really become the barrier in a relationship, in a marriage, that could undo it before it even gets started. But it also becomes a measure of your confidence, your posture, and your performance. So we need to understand this. So we need to realize that inactivity can impact our circulation, because it's the bridge that joins the upper and lower body, the inner and outer worlds. The tissue health, the pelvic tone, the sensitivity, and literally a connection to self. That's how big it is. So it's more than sex. It's so much more than sex. It's definitely about function, about health, and about awareness. So, as we close April, I just want you to ask yourself, where am I avoiding investing in myself? Ask yourself, where are you avoiding? And when you've asked yourself that question, ask yourself why. And the reason why I'd love you to ask those two questions is because the cost of waiting is rarely visible at first, but it is always felt in the long run. So, where am I avoiding investment in myself? Why am I avoiding investment in myself? Because the cost of waiting is rarely visible at first, but it is always felt in the long run. Your health is not something to manage later. Don't try to manage your health. understand it now, and then you will be in a much better position. As we close, remember, the body whispers before it shouts. The body whispers before it shouts. And too many women are waiting for the shout. In health and happiness, until next week, stay blessed, stay safe, stay strong.